I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Henry Sikorski, the Executive Director of Nonproliferation Policy Education Center. We're told in the news that Saudi Arabia has come to an arrangement with Pakistan and the military elite in Pakistan, in some fashion no longer to be kept out of the rooms where the nuclear weapons are kept in Pakistan. Is that accurate, Henry?
The deal is quite broad and anodyne on sheets of paper. It was explained by the Pakistani defense minister in a rather disturbing way, and that is that so many years ago, and for so many years, the Saudis have been bankrolling the Pakistani nuclear weapons program. They're asking for the quid pro quo now, and he made it very clear that if nuclear weapons were needed, they would be available for Saudi Arabia's defense.
Recently, we had a border tangle in Kashmir, and at some point in the exchange of gunfire, nuclear weapons were in the question mark about what is to be done. I believe there is the possibility that the facilities were damaged. To your knowledge, does Pakistan need Saudi Arabia in order to maintain its security, or they're out of money in all areas? Are they out of money in maintaining their arsenal?
I don't know about the money in the arsenal, but I do know that they're flat broke constantly. And without Saudi financial pockets, they're in deeper trouble than they otherwise would be. So that dependency is real.
Mohammed bin Salman is the crown prince of Saudi Arabia. He has a good working relationship with lots of leaders, but especially the Trump administration from the first term. I have no evidence in the second term. There are stories, however. To your knowledge at this point, does the Trump administration approve of this recent arrangement between Islamabad and Riyadh?
Quiet as a church mouse. Not a word. Haven't heard any statement about it. It's early days. Perhaps in the next 5 or 6 days, someone will be dragged up to be asked and will have a statement. But we haven't heard it yet.
For some time, you've focused our conversations often on the fact that Mohammed bin Salman wants nuclear power for Saudi Arabia, which is somewhat beyond Colston, Newcastle. However, you've made the case that if that happens, Saudi Arabia is on the road to a bomb. Have they got the bomb now?
Not yet, but it could be that with this deal with Pakistan, they could very quickly be the recipient of Pakistani nuclear largesse.
So there would be no longer an argument to keep them from nuclear power plants?
Oh, there might be, because if they accept nuclear weapons or develop them, they are violating their agreement with the world as a signatory of the Nuclear Nonproliferation Treaty, which is supreme law of the land here in the United States, because we're members too.
I'm trying to follow this. MBS wants access to, or now has access to, Pakistan's nuclear arsenal. MBS wants nuclear power on Saudi Arabian soil. None of this is going in a good direction. Has the Trump administration said anything about any of these pieces?
One piece in April. Chris Wright went to Saudi Arabia, tried to cut a nuclear cooperative agreement formally with them, and was stuck because the Saudis said, well, you got to help us make nuclear fuel by enriching uranium. And what Chris Wright said, or the secretary, I should say, is, well, there must be a way we can do this. And he said that publicly. That was in April. Here we are. I don't know that the agreement's any further along, because I'm not so sure it's so easy to figure out how to do that.
Chris Wright is the Secretary of Energy.
Correct.
And his negotiation is for the Trump administration.
Right.
And at this point, the Pakistan announcement, is that going to be important to the Trump administration? Can we tell? We've got a few seconds.
Unclear. It ought to be. We'll see.
Henry Sikorski, the Executive Director of the Nonproliferation Policy Education Center, and the focus of an article in the Tehran Times. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.